Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In holy baptism, Evelyn was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his."
Upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
and also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Evelyn and to all your servants, who, having finished their course in faith, thou rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 25. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well-refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken, it will be said on that day. Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom. For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yet among the mature, we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also, no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How could we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for the hymn of the day. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Our text for our consideration this morning comes from our epistle lesson, focusing on the words, on a portion of that, from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, that Evelyn wanted to make sure was in King James Version. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of God, heart of man, the thing which God hath prepared for them that love Him. Dear family of Evelyn, friends, and brothers and sisters in Christ, at a time like this, it would be easy to spend our time here considering all the things that our eyes have seen and our ears have heard and our hearts have touched. It would be easy to wrap ourselves in the warm memories of Evelyn and spend most of our time considering all the ways that God has blessed us through precious Evelyn, how He has loved us, taught us, cared for us, and been a friend to us. But in wanting this verse for the sermon text this morning, Evelyn made it clear, not only desiring that the sermon should be from 1 Corinthians 2:9, but also the King James Version, and it points our eyes to things that our eyes have not seen, to the things our ears have not heard, to the things that our natural heart, the natural heart of man, does not understand. That is exactly what faith is. Faith trusts in the Bible. Words that are not our own, and believes them. Faith trusts in a God we do not see, but in the promises that He is here. It remembers a promise that Christ Jesus made by His death. Promises that I could never prove to you by any kind of human reason. But yet faith holds to the power of forgiveness, the glory of God's mercy, the hand of an eternal shepherd leading us. When it came to Evelyn, it was the comfort of the unseen that led her. In her toughest times, when she could not see an earthly reason for hope, it was the unseen promises of God that gave her strength. When her eyes only saw pain, it was the unseen promises of resurrection that gave her peace. When her heart only knew loss, it was the unseen promise of Jesus that filled her heart. When she needed forgiveness, when she knew her guilt very well, it was the promises of an unseen Christ that filled her with the joy of forgiveness. It was the peace, even when her eyes saw death. She knew that this Savior, the Lord Jesus, is the one who carried her sin. She held to the promise that Jesus made, "Daughter, your sins are forgiven." When she came to the Lord's Supper, she tasted only bread and wine. But she trusted that Jesus Christ Himself in body and blood, came to her to feed her with the body and blood of forgiveness, the body and blood of resurrection. Body and blood of everlasting peace. In the last 4 years of her life, if you had any time to visit her, you would know this. That the unseen promises of God were so clear to her that her own physical life was more of a nuisance and a burden to get through. Because her hope was in Christ Jesus. Although she had yet to see him, she was ready. And God called her. As we gather together, based on the wisdom of this world, based on what our eyes can see and what our ears can hear, I cannot prove to you in those means that she is alive in Christ forever. I mean, we've been in this kind of situation before. All the time we come and we have a beloved brother and sister, and they die, and they seemingly have to say goodbye. We seemingly have to say, we'll never see that person again, because we never see anybody rise. We never contemplate the power of the resurrection. And so I can only point to Jesus and to the Word. I point you to Jesus, who did look like one of us. The Lord Jesus, who lived like one of us, who breathed like one of us, was born of a mother like one of us, who was not so much that we would notice him any different than anyone else. In fact, when he died on the cross, crowds felt very comfortable to yell at him, to spit at him, scream at him, because he just looked like an ordinary man. But this Jesus, who is God's own Son, proclaimed in his dying breath, "It is finished," to show that he has reconciled the world to himself. According to the wisdom of the world, I cannot prove this to you, but I can tell you by the power of the Holy Spirit that this Jesus, the very Son of God, rose from the dead. He did what we have not seen. He did. And by rising to life again, he made a promise that he is the resurrection and the life. And he points our hearts by the power of this Holy Spirit to see death in a different way, to see death as being destroyed in its power. Because Jesus, by rising the dead, destroyed the bonds of death. And just as he rose from the dead, he made a promise to Evelyn. You will rise from the dead. I'm telling you something your eyes have yet to see. I'm telling you a joy that we don't fully understand in our hearts. But at the sound of a trumpet, Jesus will call her by name to rise from the dead and enter into his everlasting kingdom. That she may reunite with those who have gone before her. That she may see the very glory of God. That she may hear with her own ears the voice of the shepherd that has led her this whole way through. That she may sing with a brand new voice, music that she dearly loved. Well, most of the world would call this faith folly. As all around every corner we are told, oh, trust in what you can see, trust in what you can hear, trust what you can hold in your heart. They call it folly. But consider it now for your mother, your grandmother, your friend. wisdom of this world shrinks in a moment like this, doesn't it? All the things that our ears like to hear and our eyes like to see are silenced. But for Evelyn, this very day, the wisdom of God shines. The power of the cross confounds all wisdom of this world. Evelyn enters into the eternal presence of God covered in the blood of Jesus. I have not seen. Now Evelyn sees. Nor ear heard. Now Evelyn hears. Neither have entered into the heart of man. Now her heart is full of what God has prepared for her. When Evelyn picked out that verse, you do not need to have me tell you that she didn't pick it out for herself, did she? She picked it out for you. She picked it out for you because she wanted your greatest hope, your greatest peace, your greatest comfort to be in those things you have not seen. She wanted you to find salvation in the joy of the cross. She wanted you to find your greatest hope in the Lord Jesus that gave life that sprung forth from that tomb. She wanted you to rejoice that your Redeemer lives and to realize that there is a shepherd you do not see that is leading. So much in her life was taken from her. So many things her eyes could see, that her ears could hear. So many things that filled her heart were taken. But the unseen promise of God could not. It is well with her soul. May it also then be the same way for you. That in your darkness, you have a Lord Jesus who leads you. That in your darkest moment of grief and shame, you too may know the joy of sins forgiven. That you may know the peace that God's love has for the unworthy. And that you, eyes, may have peace, even in the face of death. I hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the thing which God hath prepared for those who love him. For precious Evelyn, God has answered her prayer. Her eyes now see. Her ears now hear. Her heart now fully knows. Evelyn is alive in Christ forever. Amen. May the peace of God which transcends all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
And so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give the family of Evelyn and all who mourn comfort in their grief, and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanks for Evelyn and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection, the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with a certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Let us go forth in peace.
Amen.